Chapter 2. Mandy Leaves Home. The full moon was coming up between the hills of Charlie Gap as Mandy sat on the doorstep, wrapped in the quilt from her bed. All the people had finally left, and she, her mother, and Irene had gone to bed. She had listened, as she lay there on her corn-shuck mattress, to be sure they were asleep, and then cuddling Snowball, her kitten, she had climbed down the ladder from the attic room where she slept with her sister. She couldn't go to sleep. She was thinking of her past and wondering about her future without her father. She was remembering Preacher DeHart's words about God, "He will punish you." What had she done wrong? Why was she being punished? A soft whistle that sounded like a bird came from the nearby trees. She rose quickly as she saw Uncle Ned coming toward her, his soft moccasins soundless. She ran to meet him, dragging the quilt and dropping Snowball.
"Oh, Uncle Ned, I'm so glad you came."
"I come find story why Jim Shaw go to happy hunting ground."
The old man put his arm around the child as they sat down on a nearby log.
"He had a bad cold, Uncle Ned, a real bad cold, and it just got worse."
"Cold?"
The old Indian did not understand.
"Yes. Mama said it was pneumonia. He told me he was going to heaven, that he would wait for me there."
She broke into sobs.
"Don't make tears, Papoose. He wait. He always keeps promise."
Uncle Ned wiped her eyes with the corner of the quilt.
"When he go?"
"Today is Sunday. It was day before yesterday, Friday. Why did he leave me? Why couldn't I go with him?"
"You little Papoose now. Must be big squaw first. Big God, he say when you come. We do what he say, remember? Jim Shaw, he tell us about Big God. Cherokee believe him."